Welcome to Truth Talk. It's your host, Larry Bryant, and the truth is out there. Are you willing to seek it? Today we're going to start off over in Matthew chapter 7, and we'll jump over in Galatians in a few minutes. But, we said that seek and you shall find. Verse 7 says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, he that seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. What man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, we give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, we give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who's in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? Yeah, so God wants you to prosper. God wants you to have good things. God is not going to give you bad things. God protects you from evil, from bad things. Now, God will allow some things to enter into your life, but usually that's to correct you or to build you up, to prepare you for greater things in the future. Okay, so I think there's a part of scripture that says give thanks to God in all things. Wait a minute, you don't know what I'm going through. Well, thank God you're going through it. Okay. Yeah. Too many times we think, something happens to us and we think, we're stuck here and this is how it's going to be forever. No, it's not. You're going through it. And I realize there's two ways we go through it. We can go through it here in this life, come out and be better off and go on and do things. Or we can go through it and come out on the other side in heaven, and where things are going to be so much better anyway, that we wouldn't want to come back. So we're a winner either way. God is going to give us the good stuff in the end. We just have to be true. So, to get into the area that we want to get into today. We're starting in verse 13. Talks about the narrow way. And so here it reads, verse 13 and 14, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many that go to by it. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way, which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Yeah, I'll ponder that for a minute. The gate is narrow. Enter through the straight and narrow gate. There is a broad way. The broad way leads to destruction. Well, let's break this down and think about it a little bit. What is that narrow gate? A lot of people are trying to get to God, throughout the world, but they're taking a lot of the wrong roads. They're taking the road of spiritualism. Well, I'm just going to be spiritual. Or they're taking the road of different religions, the road of Buddha. Well, Buddha himself said he's not God. Okay? The original Buddhists didn't believe he was God. And in today's world, as I understand it, there's two basic groups of Buddhists, one that believes he was God and one that doesn't. I'm not saying that you can't learn a little bit. Buddha may have been enlightened for that time period. Buddha means enlightened. And so he did maybe gain a little bit more truth than what other people had, but he's not the truth. You know, that narrow gate is Jesus Christ. You know, there's no other salvation except Christ alone. You know, people are trying this, they're trying that. They're trying, well, if I'm just good enough, well, guess what? None of us are good enough. None of us can make it in on our own accord by what we do. You know, there are some religions that teach, well, yeah, you're going to do some bad stuff, but, you know, you need to make sure you do more good stuff. You know, you got the balance there. And you know, if you do a lot of bad stuff, then you got to do a lot of good stuff to counter it out, you know. And so at the end, you know, you got to have more good stuff than bad stuff. Well, that sounds good, but that's not it. That's not it. Christ is the only way. Christ is that narrow gate. And there's even some, I'll dare to say, that will say, well, yeah, I'm heading to the gate of Christ. You know, I'm a follower of Christ. But once again, you know, judge actions. You know, I'm not going to judge the person. I'm not going to tell them that, you know, they are or they aren't. But, you know, our actions will tell us a lot about a person and what they have and who they are. And, you know, we're supposed to judge ourselves. So we should look and see if we've got some of these things or not. You know, if we jump on down, you know, lots of people, you know, that Broadway, lots of times we, you know, you think you're starting on that right path, but then we want to do a lot of what we want to do. That's that broad path. That narrow path is doing what the Lord wants us to do. You know, verse 15 of chapter 7 of Matthew says, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You'll know them by their fruits." It says, "Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruit, you'll know them." By their fruit, you'll know them. Well, I think, you know, if we turn over into Galatians, I think God is very clear on what the fruit of the Spirit is. You know, if we've got the Holy Spirit within us, you know, once you become born again, once you accept Christ into your life, then the Holy Spirit comes and resides within you. You know, that Holy Spirit is coming in and talking to your spirit man. And so if you have the Spirit of God within you, then you're part of that good tree, right? And so you're going to bear the good fruit. So let's take a look at what some of this is. Well, let's start with this is chapter 5, verse 16. Here it talks about walking in the Spirit. It says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do the things that you wish, that you do not do the things that you wish, but if you're led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Yeah. You know, let me say, we're still in our earthly body. We're a spirit man, but we're in our earthly body. So our spirit man is in conflict with our fleshly man. And so occasionally, you know, because that conflict is going on, sometimes we may do something or say something, but what happens? Our spirit man lets us know, and we correct that. You know, we repent of it and so on. And as we walk through our life and we become more and more Christ-like, then those fruits of the Spirit are going to be more evident. You know, people can see the fruit of the Spirit more clearly as we walk closer and closer to God. But they should be able to see them even in our early walk with Christ. Yeah, it says, now the works of the flesh are evident. You know, works of the flesh are adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contention, jealousies, outburst of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in the time past, that those who that practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Be a fruit inspector. If somebody all the time committing adultery or fornication, you know, they're just sleeping around with anybody and everybody that they can, are they lewd? Do they practice sorcery? Is there hate in their heart? Do they hate somebody? Do they hate their brother? Do they envy? You know, do they want to kill somebody? Are there, you know, not just physically murder, but do they murder people with their tongue? Talk about them. You know, are they drunkards? Yeah, that's the wrong side, right? That's not having the right spirit. Check yourself. Now, I'm not saying, okay, you're a Christian, and something happens, and you know, you get mad at somebody. There might be a little outburst of wrath, but that shouldn't be. You know, repent, get over it, and get back on the right track. If you're all the time, though, if that's your second nature, that everybody has to walk on, you know, on the tiptoes around you because they know, hey, wait, you know, y'all be careful around so-and-so. You know, if you just say the least little thing, you know, they're going to blow up. They're going to go off on you. That's not the right spirit. And so if you see that in yourself, you need to, you know, get before the Lord and pray and help him help you overcome yourself. Okay, that's not the spirit that God wants to have in you. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, somebody that that's a Christian that you know, that they don't get jealous. Okay, that's that flesh, right? And especially as we're a little bit younger. And you're entering into relationships, and you know, then and somebody says something to that girl you like or something, you know, that jealousy. You know, well, you know, first of all, you need to recognize it. Oh, that's the flesh. you know, but you can't let that dominate you, okay? And if you've got the correct spirit in you, then it will correct that. We'll take a brief break, and then we'll come back and talk about the fruits of the Spirit.
We hope you are enjoying today's show. We believe that God has given us a voice to impact communities and regions all over the world. If you would like to make sure that voice is heard, please partner with us today by visiting www.expressionradio.org and click donate. You can also text give by texting the dollar amount followed by the word radio to the number 84321. First-time text givers, please choose Expression Church of Huntington when prompted. All gifts are tax deductible. Join us as we change the world.
Welcome back. Yeah, we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit. Yeah, we're talking about how that you know people by their fruit. You know, people that are good are going to have the good fruit. People that are bad are going to have bad fruit. You know, we talked about that fruit of the flesh, you know, not good stuff, you know, fornications, adultery, wrath, dissension, envy, murder, you know, those are all bad things. But now let's take a look. We're in the fifth chapter of Galatians, and starting in verse 22, it gets down here and it talks about the fruits of the Spirit. And so verse 22 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If you live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another." Yeah, so let's take a look at all these. You know, this the fruit of the Spirit. Someone, you know, we're supposed to judge someone by their fruit. Okay? A person that is right with God has love in their heart. Love is going to just seep out of them. You can see love. You can see, how do you see love? You see love in how people respond to other people, how people relate to other people. You know, is someone always rough and gruff with somebody? You know, is somebody always hateful when they're meeting somebody? You know, that's not the right spirit. That's not the spirit of love, right? So if you really have God down in you, you know, you love God and because God loved you, and because God loves you, he makes you love other people. You know, you're going to love other people. Now, that doesn't mean, once again, you can discern people, and you may not like a person's actions, but you have to love the person. I saw recently, there's this priest that sometimes I listen to. I see some posts of his. He's an Orthodox preacher. Yeah, I'm not Orthodox, but and you know, he believes in a few things that probably I don't believe in. But his heart is right with God. You know, he loves God. I think he preaches in Australia, and so he does podcasts from his church, and he was doing one. And this guy comes up and attacks him. He's of a different faith. And, you know, this guy had been talking about, hey, you know, the, you know, these other religions, you know, you have to come to Christ and stuff. That Christ is the one way, the true way. So this guy didn't like that and came and tried to stab him to death. Pulled out, you know, came up, walked up to the podium, pulled out a knife, and, you know, I guess it's sort of like a switchblade type thing, you know, hit it at first, and but it didn't open, and, you know, made a couple of stabs on the priest, and but it wasn't open. He realized it, and, you know, did get it open, and, you know, and comes again. Well, the priest had held up his cross that's there on it. I don't know if it was around his neck or whatever, but held up a cross, and that guy hit that and cut off three of his fingers. I mean, you know, the priest did get stabbed a couple of times, lightly. It wasn't life-threatening. But one of the things about this priest, after they, you know, they people got this guy and stuff, he prayed for him after that guy came and attacked him. So, you know, so you know that where his heart is, you know, because what happened? Love came right out of him. You know, it couldn't stop being flown, the flow of it. You know, he could have, you know, what's the natural thing to do? Hey, I want to pop that guy. I want to, you know, beat his brains in, you know, trying to stab me. I want to choke him to death, hold him while I choke him or something. But no, what's the priest do? First thing he does, you know, he's getting up. You know, he's got a couple of stab wounds, but, you know, he prays for that guy. Love. So you know where that guy is. You know that that guy is okay. That guy, you know, the priest, you know that you can judge his fruit. And you know he's a good guy because love just, you know, came from him, sprang from him. It was a natural process, okay? Now I'm not saying, okay, maybe you're not quite far down the road spiritually mature as him. Maybe you might pop the guy first to get him off of you and then pray for him, okay? But still, you would pray for that person because the love of God is in you. So, you know, the Spirit is love. It's joy. Is the world miserable? There are a lot of miserable people in the world. And let me say, the reason they're miserable is they don't have the love of God in their life. You know, they haven't, you know, they may say they have, but look, I know people that should be miserable. You know, their life is not good. Circumstances of life has come against them. You know, they live in, you know, a bad situation. But they're at peace. They have joy. They have love coming from them because their heart is in the right place. And I've seen people, you know, that have supposedly, you know, quote unquote, they got it all. They got the big house. They got the big car. They're making buku bucks. But they're miserable. There's no joy in their life because they don't have that. They don't have that Spirit of God within them. So, yeah, you know, people are seeking happiness. People want to be happy. You're seeking the wrong thing. Seek joy. You know, seek the joy of the Lord. And if you get the joy of the Lord down in your heart, you'll be happy. But if you're just seeking things to make you happy, you never will be because there's no joy in your life. You know, some people seek sexual relations. Some people seek drugs. You know, some people are seeking fast cars or something. You know, something to make them happy. Listen, you know, fast cars are okay. I like fast cars. A sexual relation with your wife is okay. But you got to have that joy of the Lord in your heart to start with. That's the basis of it. Yeah, peace. A person that has the Spirit of God within them, if you're rooted to that good tree, you're going to have peace. You'll have peace. Even in the midst of turmoil, you'll be at peace. Yeah, long suffering. Forbearance. Kindness. Be kind to people. I like watching people and how people interact. Sometimes I have to watch myself because I don't interact as much. I'm more of that stoic person that just sort of isolates himself. But so I have to make myself to get out to get around a little bit more. But I'm conscious of that. But I do like to watch how other people interact with people. And you can see some people, they have that kindness in them, gentleness in them. Some people, like you got that little kid coming up. And some people, they love those little kids. Oh, let me hold the little baby. Let me do this. They're so cute. And then you got other people, I don't want to be around them kids. Them no noisy kids. get them away from me. Put them in the nursery or something. Big difference. So where's that coming from? That's your fruit. You be your own judge. But that fruit, is that the fruit of the Spirit? Is that kindness? Is that goodness that you're displaying? That is the fruit of the Spirit. If you're not showing kindness and goodness, that's not really where you need to be, right? if you got the fruit of the Spirit, you're going to be faithful. You'll be faithful to your loved ones. You'll be faithful, all the way through. A big kicker here is self-control. If you got God living within you, if you got the Holy Spirit living within you, then you have the fruit of that Spirit of self-control. You can control yourself. The world will say, oh, you can't control yourself. There's no self-control. You can't help it from getting mad. You're just one of those people that always get mad. Well, no. I'll admit, we all have our own tendencies. And maybe I have a tendency that I'm going to get mad a little easier. But if I know that and I can let the Holy Spirit work on that, then I won't be getting that way. we do have self-control. A lot of people don't want to practice self-control, whether it's, in relations with other people, in our diet. That's a big one, isn't it? And I'll speak to myself there. I'll point at myself. I need to control my own diet a little bit better, maybe. But self-control. Can we control our temper? Or when somebody says something to us, do we just automatically have to fly mad? Can we not like what somebody says to us, but still not, jump up and cause a big uproar about it? Can you keep your cool? Do you have that self-control? Holy Spirit will give that to you. So until next time, this is Larry Bryant with Truth Talk.
We hope you are enjoying today's show. We believe that God has given us a voice to impact communities and regions all over the world. If you would like to make sure that voice is heard, please partner with us today by visiting www.expressionradio.org and click donate. You can also text give by texting the dollar amount followed by the word radio to the number 84321. First-time text givers, please choose Expression Church of Huntington when prompted. All gifts are tax-deductible. Join us as we change the world.